And the man you're about to hear from just landed in South Africa. He spent some time in China doing some hustling. He'll tell you more about that. And I always tease him when I speak to him and I go, may the force be with you. And he needs the force to be with him when it comes to some of the deals that he tries to close for the city of Cape Town. Alderman James Force, welcome back on, welcome back to South Africa.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Kina. It's great being back.
Tell us, James. Now, this is going to be a less serious conversation, okay? It's serious in the sense that it's going to center around your family, and we all take our family seriously, but we can have smiles on our faces and, you know, talk about the things we get right and the things we don't get so right, and we can all laugh about those as well. But let's first talk about the China trip. Why were you there?
Yes, it was fantastic. Well, it was minus 25 degrees Celsius. I was in the most northern part of China, yeah, representing Cape Town at a international cities conference to go and sell Cape Town as a preferred destination for economic direct investment, and specifically about the Atlanta Special Economic Zone. There's a couple of cities around the world that's doing something similar, so we all have to go and try and get the best deal for our city. And so I felt like a Tupperware salesman at one stage. From factory to factory and selling out.
What were you selling to them? Space in Atlantis, in the Special Economic Zone.
So you go and explain to them what our Special Economic Zone is all about, the investment opportunities, the type of incentives that we make available as a city, and also the Department of Trade and Industry, the type of companies that we are looking for, specifically around green technology. So, yeah, and there's obviously that's the new thing. So a lot of cities are doing something similar. They have to go in with a very specific pitch around what makes our economic zone more of a preferred one compared to others, and the type of incentives that you can offer. Yeah, so it was a lovely experience. And, of course, networking with other cities, trade opportunities, building those global connections. There were mayors from the various cities around Europe and the East. So it was fantastic, but a lot of hard work. And as you know, coming back, that was about 4 hours, four different flights to come back. So just catching up with emails and catching up with household chores.
Exactly, and that's exactly where we're going to go to, right? So you spend a lot of time traveling. You have to. You've got quite a strategic position. You need to make sure that we create jobs here, and hopefully the deal with China will create local jobs, because I think that's always important for us. So tell me a bit about your family. How long have you been married?
I've been married more than... Whoa, Kino.
I thought let's get you into trouble right at the start of this interview.
So we got married in 2009.
Okay. So it's 11 years or 10 years, going on 11.
Thanks. Okay. All right. That's the problem.
Now listen, okay. You are jet lagged.
Blushing,
and you have some explaining to do when you get home, right? But that's fine. So tell me more about your family. I believe you've got three children, obviously, and you're obviously married. So just two children, sorry. Yeah. I was almost going to offer you a TV set there in between this conversation. No. So you've got two children. Tell us a bit about your children. Tell us a bit about the CEO at home, your wife.
Yeah, no, so it's fantastic. We were blessed. Well, we took a long time. We were going through some difficulty to get the first baby, and so we were very blessed. It was 5 years in the making, and so she's now 3 years and 2 months old. Her name is Mila, and she's an absolute blessing, headstrong, and absolutely CEO in the household, as you've said. And the latest addition is now 2 months old.
Wow.
And I remember speaking to you when she was, I think, a day old. You called me. I was in big trouble because I had to go to the investment conference in Pretoria. So my wife said, okay, just do it and go. And so I quickly went across to Pretoria. You phoned me and I said, listen, she's a day old, but, and you said, are you sure if you come back that you've got a wife still? But she's very understanding. So I'm very blessed, but it's cool. So yeah, so it's got, her name is Lane. So got two girls and a household full of ladies. So it's fantastic. I really enjoy it.
Wow. I don't know. A lot of people say it's easier with, I'm not saying it is, and, you know, I don't have. So a lot of people say it's easier with the boys because, you know, they get onto nonsense and you, with the girls. Whoa. Then you have your hands full. is that the sense that you have?
Yeah, the detail is the one that keeps us busy now here, because with boys, you know, they just get on with it. With the girls, it's much more detail, so you have to pay attention to the detail. I'll quickly remind you if you're not. And so she'll catch you out. So I have to be very specific. I have to make sure that I'm on message the whole time. And, the detail is there, and it's lovely. It's lovely. I think I'm a... type of girl, yeah. So for me, that's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Boys are extremely busy, but I'm very, very happy. I think I wished for girls, so my wish came true.
Oh, wow. Wow. You have people who sort of wish for a pigeon pair, and then they have a girl and a girl, and they say, no, maybe it'll work this time, and they end up with quadruplets. So you're not in that situation, because they're hard work. So with a two-month-old, I take it you don't sleep. Or you don't do too much sleeping. So how are you able to balance, you know, your responsibilities as a father with a two-month-old and a young lady who demands attention in the household, who's a little older by 2-3 years, with your responsibility as a MACO member?
I must concede, I sometimes struggle to make it through the day and night, but I wouldn't want it any other way. And I never want to regret, you know, spending too little time with my babies or even being able to share those special experiences with them.
Yeah.
And so the new job, of course, demands a lot of attention. The work for the last year and a few months where I need to give my best to the city, and it's really demanding and rewarding. So it's been a roller coaster ride of uphills, downhills, bends and turns, each one of these demanding a different type of attention. And so therefore I'm very grateful for my team at these officials in my department, because I count on them every day to run my programs and give me their best advice on decisions I need to take or matters I need to respond to. And so it's very demanding, but on this, at the same time, also very rewarding. And then making sure that I get to spend that quality time. At the beginning with Mila, I tried to be home when it was bath time, because those are the special times, and even the book reading time. So we try to make sure, and this is the thing, I mean, all modern dads, I think, or modern moms and dads go through the same, making sure that you juggle the work outcomes with those important moments at home. And so it almost becomes a diary entry. And I think some listeners will say to me, did he just say that? But it does. It is a diary entry. I actually put in the diary reading time tonight, so that I know that nothing comes between me and that very special moment. And so, of course, you know, chairing of meetings, receiving foreign delegations, sitting in council meetings, those things are very important. Those are statutory obligations. I need to do them. But then in between, I try to find that time. And it's amazing. You do make that time.
You learn to say no, don't you, James? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who want some James Force action because of what you do and, you know, the job that you do in the city. But is it easy for you to say no to people?
Oh, it's difficult. I'm a crowd pleaser, so I always try to say yes and try to accommodate, and in my personal life and now in my work. So it is true that the expectation is there. I need to live up to that expectation. I find it very difficult to say no to someone. and it becomes very emotional. You know, the same goes for my emotional and personal feelings when it gets to me being a dad. Among all the things happening every day, from chairing of those meetings and sitting in briefings with my department, I think of my babies and when I get to see them later. And so therefore, I always make time to check in with my wife. I need to know that she's okay and that my daughters are doing well. And that gives me peace of mind and it gets me through the... And so I also make time to be at home for those special moments. And that's why it becomes a diary entry, but it's fine. You know, it comes to the territory. I chose this career. It's very rewarding. You get to do things for your city and for others. And at the same time, now with the new additions in the family, making sure that you get to do what's important for them as well. So my goals are to be excellent at work, raising my kids well, and taking care of household chores and finding time to spend with my wife. You know, so I think those things are very, very important. And then it almost becomes a balancing by itself. At the beginning, it was difficult, but now it's easy. It's actually become very easy. I'm very grateful for my wife. She's doing a wonderful job as a mom to these two beautiful daughters. And that also makes a world's difference because she's very understanding. I think that makes it very, very important. And so for me, every day is Father's Day when I get to spend time with my kids. And what I love is being a kid again. I love that fatherhood has brought me back to all those simple pleasures I'd long forgotten. You know, I can now hold my own during a tea party and sing the words to hundreds of toddler tunes. And so I'm proud to say that the joys of playing hide and seek has finally returned to me as a man in my 40s. So it's great.
So hide and seek, I mean, you love playing that, you love doing that, and it's wonderful. Hey, there's nothing better than a child's laughter. When you hear them laugh, nothing better.
Absolutely. You know, so the best part of being a father is hearing my daughter laugh when I tickle her. A big and hearty chuckle just warms my heart. And that funny talk, you know, the best part of being a father is receiving that unexpected call at work from my wife saying that my toddler wants to talk to me, and then just listening to her rambling, you know, making a conversation of nothing. And that just gives me the pleasure, you know.
So what do you do as a family when you're not in a suit? Do you spend a lot when you're at home? I take it you're in shorts and t-shirts, right? Or jeans and slops. I mean, what does James Force look like out of a suit?
I'm going to let you in on this. I love spending time in my pajamas. Now, you know that reality program of Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion? That's me. When I come home, I get rid of the suit and the tie. And I get into my pajamas, and I walk around in my pajamas with a phone in the one pocket and the remote control in the other pocket, and I walk around and get on to all the small things at home, which actually determine the big things, because then you know, happy wife, happy life.
Yes, true story, that. It's very,
Yeah, no, of course. And, yeah, what we do at home, we catch up, because those are the quick moments that you need to catch up.
So,
catching up moments, lasting, memorable, not leaving out any detail. I'm a person who likes details, so I like to know exactly what happened, what did I miss. And we also enjoy going down to the winelands. We've got a little place out in Ribe Castile, so we try to spend at least a day or two in the month there. So we enjoy traveling as well. So for us, traveling and visiting new places, even in our own city, just taking a drive out. So that's why it's very important. Everybody in the car. So we had a sport car. Now we had to transition. Eventually I'll end up probably in a combi. But we like it. It's fun. It's those simple things, the simple pleasures.
Yeah. You're a camping man or glamping man?
Both. I'm actually now in the market to buy a caravan. I said to my wife, I think the time has come. We need to start camping with friends.
Yeah.
And now I want to get my own caravan, because it's wonderful to see when you go to these camping spots, the children, you know, in touch with nature, not in front of a television. And so for us, we love the nature, the outdoor. So that is the next step. In fact, I'm surfing Gumtree now and looking at a second-hand caravan from humble beginnings. So I really want to experience it. These are all new things for me because I was a career man.
Yes.
I started out very young in politics, got elected to council when I was 21. And so I was always very career-driven because I enjoyed – that's where the difficulty for saying no comes into it, because I just kept on and kept on going. And so when I met Marsha, my wife, it was a whole new experience for me, getting serious, then engaged, then getting married and getting children. So it's all those transitions in life. And now I want to experience those type of things that other families do, because I was always sitting in boardrooms and not getting to do the camping stuff. So I'm going to do it now. The children really gives me a whole new perspective of life.
They do, hey? And I'm giggling as you're saying that, because my wife was saying to me the other day, we need to get a caravan. Because we like camping. But we sit fuss sometimes when it comes to putting up the tent and taking it back down. I hate doing that stuff, right? So when she said to get the caravan, I'm like, yes, I'm so glad to know there's someone else in the market as well. Because there's nothing better. We live in such a beautiful country, don't we?
Absolutely. And again, I'm absolutely blessed with my wife. She's the person that will put up the tent. When we started out going or to join friends on camping trips, she was the one putting up the tent. I'm up north, so she's a very outdoor person. And so very sophisticated when it comes to these type of things. She's the person in the house that will do the plugs. You know, I just don't get it. When you buy sometimes an electrical appliance and it's got the wrong type of plug on, she's the one that will change it, you know. And so that's fantastic. But I get it. Now it's time to do the caravan thing. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Makes it much more easier.
Exactly. And I ask this question to everybody, right? So between yourself and your wife, who's the pushover?
Whoa, that's an interesting one. Who's the pushover?
Because your daughters all go, Daddy, I will, Papa, Exuk, and or Mama, or Mummy, or whatever. And you would then go, even if the mom says no, or the dad says no, the pushover will normally go, ach, man, please, just let them do it.
I think it's me. I think so. Because it's the guilty pleasure. I think because of all the traveling, and now, you know, it's almost playing catch up, and you think by being the pushover, just saying yes or allowing, you know, you make up for it. But I enjoy it. I love that expression on their face. Or well, especially with Mila, she's older now.
Wonderful.
And it's just wonderful. I think it's such a blessing, and one must treasure it absolutely.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. Alderman James Force is the man behind economic opportunities in the city of Cape Town. He's the MACO member. He's also in charge of asset management for the city of Cape Town. So he's a busy man. He's just spent a couple of days in China. He's back now, landed last night. He's on a radio station now talking about his family. And this segment is called Prominent Parents, because behind the suits, behind the, you know, technical chats we have about whatever, the economy, there's a human being who's a father, or a human being who's a mother. And that sometimes is what they prefer talking about. And I can hear it with you, James. You're enjoying the chat. But you know, the other thing is you have people who grow up and spend time with you before you became famous and before you were doing all these things. As a matter of fact, old John Ross in Goodwood. You know that name, James? I'm going to ask Mali to put both of them on. So, Malabonga, thank you. Do you know the name John Ross, James Force?
Yes, I do know the name. It's a blast from the past.
How's it, John?
Hello there, King. Are you well, sir?
Very good, sir. Thank you for calling.
Good, good. And then tell James he doesn't have to worry. I'm not going to embarrass him.
I could hear the nervousness in his voice.
Not at all. You know, I've known James from the day he was born. I think he was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Rocker Flats in Brooklyn. I think it was St. James Street in Brooklyn. And I grew up with his father and mother, Laquenda and Christu. And I can tell you now that James is one of the few politicians that tells the truth when he opens his mouth. You can really trust him. He's a family man. He's a good man. I promise you.
He's a good man, but his mouth gets him into trouble as well sometimes because he's honest.
If the truth hurts,
exactly.
Anyway, James, keep up the good work, bud.
Hi, John. Thanks. It's so good to hear your voice. You're great. It's really, really great.
John, now we're waiting for the Skinner stories, man. I mean, you got no.
I've only got good. Oh, look, I can tell Skinner stories about his dad.
Oh. John, thank you for the call. James. But that is the one thing about you. I like that about you. You're honest. You speak your mind. And, you know, I mean, you're not one of those precious people who's going to worry about, oh, what are they going to say if I say this? You say it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree. You know, sometimes it is a difficult situation to be so honest about a matter that confronts you. But then at least it's out there and then you get to try and unpack and put it back together. You know, I think that's why the truth for me is an important principle. I think that's what kept me going on for such a long time in politics and specifically in city government scenarios, because you can't beat around the bush.
Exactly.
Issues are clear cut, you know. And I think John is quite correct. He knows me for a very long time, and it's really great to hear his voice on the other side of the phone now. But and my parents, I owe them a lot. They, you know, were there for me during difficult times, and also, you know, instilling those values. They were just simple people, also from humble beginnings, and just making sure that we do the right thing and be sincere and genuine. And just stick to those values. And because we deal with people issues, Kino, I think in local government, you know, I had the pleasure now to serve in both as Member of Parliament, and it was wonderful to be offered the opportunity to come back to the city and head up the Department of Economic Affairs. Because at national politics, things aren't what they always seem. And that's the sorry state of affairs we face. And at local government level, you get to deal with people issues. So you can either solve them or you can beat around the bush and be fake. And so the latter is not going to be a good one to go for, because you'll just disappoint people, and that's not good. Rather, just be sincere and genuine and try and fix. That's why I say unpack and then put it back together, because get to deal with the detail in it, for me, is an important lesson as well.
So important. And finally, just a quick one here. Daughters are getting big. Miller's 3. Eventually, they're going to want to follow their own route in life. Sometimes it might not be exactly what you want. What type of parent do you think you'll be? One that supports them, gives a bit of guidance, but allows them to do their own thing? Or one that's going to be quite, you know, you're going to go, there's a couple of things we're not going to negotiate on. Which type of parent do you think you're going to be?
I think both. I think, you know, my favorite part of being a new father is watching my daughter grow and learn. Witness to all of her lessons and discoveries. So, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, whenever my 2-month-old daughter falls asleep on my chest, I can't help but feel a complete sense of awe of what I helped create. And I think it's about now learning with them. I think that's and I think just listening again to John Ross called in, he's known my parents for a very long time. And I think the blessing there is also that my parents, you know, the journey together, we don't have all the answers all the time. And I think, you know, so as a parent, I will try to do both. I will discover and learn with them. But then in certain instances, I think there needs to be a very solid in terms of what's right and wrong, because those are the values that underpin us, where we want to go, the type of people that we would like to become one day. Absolutely. And so for me, I think it will be both.
Wonderful.
Because I don't want to be that parent that will say, no, you know, everything's all the one that says it's this way or it's no way. I would rather take both.
Choose your battles. Choose your battles and support where you can. Alderman James Force, thank you for your time.